15, this is Houston. We'd like to have you go wide beam on in the high gain antenna and then to narrow.
Okay, Houston, this is Endeavor. Going wide beam for vector.
Roger. That's sounding better, Al. How are things going up there?
Going okay, Carl. Looks like I've caught up a little bit, got all the dumps out of the way, and got the libration photography. Looks like I'm going to be handicapped a little bit because of the mission timer, but we'll press on.
All right. Our understanding on the mission timer is that even though you tried to reset it, it still refused to count up. Is that correct?
That's correct, and I thought what I'd do now is reset to zero and start.
Roger. And for future reference, we'd like...
It counts from zero, Carl.
Roger, you say it is counting, but it's had to start from zero to start counting again?
Yeah, well, let me pick a random number and see if it'll count from there. I just tried to set in the correct times. Okay, Houston Endeavor. Looks like we must have just run across a little funny there, Carl, because it started okay now and is running.
Roger, do you have a time source or would you like a hack down here to get it started again on the right number?
Oh, I used a CMC time.
Roger. And now, for a future reference, we'd like to know whether you found the quick disconnect.
Negative.
Re-copy. Al, they want me to ask you once more about, tell you once more where the location was, the waste management bag in A8, but I think you know that already. Incidentally, it's a rather short thing, 2 or 3 inches long, that's got a thread on one end and a quick disconnect on the other.
Yeah, Carl, that's exactly what I was looking for, and the problem is the small waste management bag's not in A8 right now. I'm going to have to look around. Maybe Dave or Jim got it out on the way out. I'll look around and see if I can find it.
Okay, fine.
I just haven't had the 3 minutes since it came up to do that.
Right, and there's no reason now to be troubled by it at all. We were just asking that for future reference. Sounds like it's only a matter of it being misplaced somewhere. So let's forget it. Endeavor, we'd like to have I gain antenna auto.
Okay, Houston, Endeavor, you've got high gain auto, and I've got the pan camera power on.
Very good. Anytime on this rev, we'd like to have an update on the magazines, and in the meantime, let me give you a few good words on the surface activity. The boys have spent the last hour deploying the ALSEP, and I think all of the experiments got out, except we had some trouble, as anticipated, with the drill. Dick Gordon is down here saying I told you so. Dave was in the process of making for the world's discus record when he just about fell flat on his face. He threw it so hard. That was the high spot of the whole ALSEP deployment procedure.
How far did he get it?
Oh, I suppose we'll claim something like 2 or 3 kilometers. Who knows for sure? But the gyrations he went through to keep his footing after that big heave. Yeah. It was really funny to see him scrambling to keep his footing, though, after he swung around. Okay, Al, we're ready to have the pan camera power off.